Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, the sermon today is about the text is the epistle reading from 1 John chapter 1. And first I'd like to start, though, with Easter and the Passover. Because the Passover celebration, going back all the way to Exodus, reminds us of the redemption of God's people from Egypt. They were in slavery in Egypt. God brings them out, and he says, here, I'm going to give you this special meal, a meal that you're going to eat in haste, that you're going to remember this night, because it's the salvation of you. And so every year, ever since then, the Jewish people have eaten the Passover. They eat a lamb, the Lamb of God, right? Which is fulfilled when Jesus is the Lamb of God, as John says. Okay, but the point of the Passover is it's a remembrance of that redemption of God. And the point of families gathering together every year is to tell the story of the redemption that God has provided for them, for their people. Okay? And by doing so, through that word, that remembrance, they become part of that redemption too. That is their redemption. It's redemption of the Jewish people, of the Israelites. That is what John is talking about today when he says, the word of life. I'm bringing you the word of life. The apostles' word of life for you is the Lamb of God, Jesus. He points to the Lamb of God, Jesus. And he says, in this, we proclaim this in joy. We proclaim this in joy for you. And then he gives this example, or he gives this, it's not an example, it's an explanation of how the dynamic of faith and fellowship works. And it works through the word. Okay? The same word of remembrance, as we say the remembrance of Jesus' death when we take Holy Communion today. The word of remembrance brings us faith and fellowship. And it works in this way. He says, the word comes to you and it works in you, the Holy Spirit works in you faith because it's a word of promise, okay? It's a word of what God has done for you, a word of redemption. That's step one. It works individual faith in you. And then, he says, that gives you fellowship with other believers because they also have faith. You have this one thing in common with people. And you, think about this. You have things in common then with people all the way back to Exodus and beyond and all the way forward with people who maybe even aren't even yet born. People in your life who you've known who may be in heaven today. You have fellowship with them now. Through faith in Christ alone. And then it doesn't stop there. This dynamic of faith and fellowship continues. He says, you therefore have fellowship with God the Father and God the Son. He says, this is the word of life. And he says, this is the word of light too. Because he says, God is light. What does that mean? God is light. He says, you don't have to walk in darkness anymore. John says here in 1 John 1, he says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We say that many times here as part of our opening confession. If we say we don't have sin, we walk in darkness. The truth is not in us. We don't know. We're really not admitting who we are. The truth is, we're all sinners. We fall short of the glory of God. That sin that we don't want to do, well, sometimes we still do it, as Paul says in Romans chapter 7. The sin that I don't want to do, I do. And that which I wish I did, that which I want to do, I don't do. That's walking in darkness. And John here says, the good news is you don't have to walk in darkness because Christ has forgiven you. So walk in the light. And he says, I encourage you to walk in the light. I'm writing to you so you can walk in the light. The light of Jesus Christ. The light of redemption. The light of forgiveness. The light of life. Because where there is forgiveness, there is life. So St. John encourages us to walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of Christ. And then he says, almost immediately, I love this because it applies to me, and guess what? I think it probably applies to you too. He says, walk in the light. Isn't it great to walk in the light? Guess what? Let's walk in the light. And then he says, I encourage you not to sin, but when you sin, all is not lost. You're still forgiven. You are and you stand forgiven. And you are forgiven by Jesus Christ. And he says, you have a righteous advocate before the Father. What is a righteous advocate? Well, a righteous one is, sometimes righteous, yeah. In the sense of good and awesome and cool, you know? We've got a cool Lord too, by the way. But that's not what he means. He means righteous in the sense of sinless, okay? Perfect, good, awesome, holy, and pretty convincing. He says advocate is like lawyer, one who argues for you. Okay, and how does that work? It works this way. The righteous advocate works this way, and that's Jesus Christ. He says, Jesus is the propitiation for our sins and for the sins of the whole world. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know what the word propitiation is. Okay, it occurs in the Bible twice. In the New Testament twice, and I have to look it up. Every time I have to look it up. Okay? And this time I looked it up, and I looked it up in Greek even. Okay? And the word in Greek, you know what the word in Greek is? Yes. Just what you're about to say. Hilasmos. Hilasmos. Poor Laura gets picked on. I'm sorry, Laura. I'm sorry. For many things, I'm sorry. I'm forgiven? Thank you. This is the way the church works. Okay. Hilasmos, boy, we're going to stick with this, okay? Hilasmos, it means propitiation. You say, well, okay, that, what does propitiation mean? Okay, this word, hilasmos in Greek, can be translated two ways. One is propitiation, the other is expiation. Okay, and you say, Pastor, okay, expiation doesn't help me at all either. I don't know what that means. Okay. It works this way. The righteous judge, the righteous advocate works this way. Okay? Propitiation and expiation. Propitiation. Propitiation means that there's been an offense. Okay? It's our sin. Okay? We'll say my sin. The sin that I don't want to admit, but finally I come before the Lord and confess. And I say, yes, I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive me. Okay? Confession. And then that offense, well, when somebody's offended, like I just offended probably Laura, okay? All right. That person has an attitude of me like I've offended them, okay? Well, what propitiation does is it changes the attitude of the person who's been offended, okay? In the case of our sin, it's God the Father. Propitiation changes the attitude of God the Father for you. Okay, so when, at the end of the service, we say, what do I say? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. The Lord looks upon you with favor because of your righteous advocate, Jesus Christ. Because he went to the cross and paid with his, and he, because he lived the sinless life that you and I can't live. Because we walk in darkness all the time. Okay? That's what propitiation means. It means the attitude of God the Father is favorable to you. He looks upon you with favor. Okay? This is a father looks upon her son, her his son or daughter with favor. Okay? That's the way God looks at you, with favor. Okay? That's propitiation. Okay. Expiation. What's that? Okay, there's been an offense. There's going to be a penalty. What's the penalty for the offense? Expiation means the penalty has been paid. It's been paid by the blood and death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Okay? And you know that it's been paid. How? Because of the resurrection of Jesus. And therefore, that resurrection applies to you. All believers. All, as St. John says in our epistle today, he says, the sins of the whole world are covered by Jesus. Even the sins of people who don't believe. The shame is, the thing that's, it's a shame that they don't believe because their sins are forgiven. The offense has been taken care of. It's been paid for. And God, and Jesus is standing ready to plead for you who believe. St. John, the same St. John who wrote the epistle, is the same St. John who wrote the gospel reading today. And he says, these things are written, all of these things, his gospel, all of the gospels, all of the New Testament is written so that you may, what? Believe. And that by believing, you may have life. Life in his name. This is what the gospel is about. This is what Jesus gives to you. He gives to you forgiveness. And in that forgiveness is life, eternal life. So St. John says, so don't walk in the darkness anymore. But if you do, step your toe in the darkness, or worse, you're forgiven. Always remember you're forgiven. This is what's delivered to you in your baptism. And this is what is delivered to you today in the words of absolution and in the Holy Sacrament. The forgiveness of sins. And where the forgiveness of sins is, there is life. So you came here today to hear a word of life and to get a bite of life. And that is what you're getting. In the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the words.